Welcome, everybody. And this is Steve Starrs sitting in for Bob Tuscan tonight. And Bob is on his way in transit back from Philadelphia like I did earlier today. I got in about noon from the Free Your Mind conference. And I'll tell you, I am buzzing, but I'm tired, too. I mean, this was an amazing conference. It really was. Really was. And I want the reason why I came on, because both of us knew we were going to be tired, of course. And I got back a little earlier, and Bob called me from the he called from walking down through the gate. I could actually hear him. Delta Airlines, something like, I mean, you can see the fluorescent lights going past his head, you know, on his iPhone while he's telling me he's tired. And I don't think he's even off the plane by now, because it was only about 2 hours ago when he left. And he's tired, man. He did an amazing job. He really did. It's just pulling this thing together. And Mark Passio and John and the rest of the people out there, Mike. The only reason why I'm here is because there's so much enthusiasm that I still have, and we met so many people. I thought, we've just got to get back and get back on the air right here on the Bob Tuscan Show on RBN. And because I don't know if some of the people have left a little earlier on Sunday, and some people will be back. And if they're listening to the show tonight, I don't want to lose that enthusiasm. And I also don't want to lose you folks who didn't make it to this conference, because you think, well, gee, I don't want to, you know, great. Everybody wants to, you know, talk about that or hear about that, except for those of us who didn't go, right? Well, no, actually, the thing is, while we were there, we were thinking of all of you people. I'm telling you, it was one of the sweetest spirits I have ever seen in a group of people. I mean, it was astounding. We were thinking, man, we just wish other people and other friends could be a part of this, and we're going to work on that, and I've got some ideas. And so I guess we got some calls coming in already, and there might be some people from the conference, and I'm going to try to get to them. If you were at the conference and you want to call in and say, hey, and I kept telling people, we'll be on the air on the Bob Tuscan Show. I'm sitting in for Bob, as you probably know, tonight, and he's still in transit. He may make one of his Bob Tuscan cameo appearances tonight, but we'll see if he gets back in time. In the meantime, I just wanted to keep the enthusiasm going, because so many people were so pumped up on what was going on that I thought, well, we got to get back, because many of them are already going to be back and tuning into the show, and I don't want to put a stifle or any kind of quelling atmospheric contraption on that kind of enthusiasm. And so, yeah, it's good to be back. We'll talk a little bit about it, what's coming up next as far as a lot of things. And friends, we're talking about maybe going big with this. A lot of great speakers were there, of course. A lot of people you would know, and many of them are like, Clint, I met Clint finally. You know, Clint, well, let's put it this way. We got to know each other pretty well while we were there, and, you know, I kind of had a chance to listen to him prepare his talk and everything. And of course, he ran out of time, you know, because that's Clint, right? but he had it going, man. He had it going, and everybody got a rousing applause, and they liked Clint, too. And, of course, he enjoyed himself, I think, or connected with a lot of the people and his listeners, and this was a really good chance for us to do that. Well, I got Jeff in Pennsylvania. Maybe he's in the Philly area. Maybe he didn't have to drive too far. So let's see if he was there. Mr. Producer, Mr. Mike, can we bring up Jeff? Let's see if he's on the phone here, and we can get a feedback from him if we can. Jeff?
Hey, hello. Am I on now?
You sure are. You sure are, man.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I'm sorry to say I couldn't make it at all. I didn't have the FRNs to do it, across the state. It was only right across the state from where I live, though, which is a nice thing. I don't know where it's going to be held next year. Hopefully in several years or so, if he plans it out, hopefully it's back in Philly, or hey, maybe in a couple of years, maybe it could be here where I live.
Yeah, where are you at?
It would be really nice. The Burg.
Ah, the Burg, huh? The Pits.
Yep.
Huh? All right, cool. Yeah, we had some friends from Pittsburgh. We had people there, Jeff, from Nova Scotia, from Canada, of course, some good friends from Canada. We always would like to see them. One gentleman I met from Ireland, somebody else, I think, from Sweden. We had people there.
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean, it was that amazing. And, of course, a lot of people who were from Philly, Connecticut, Massachusetts, one guy in Washington that I got a chance to talk to in the Arlington area. I met a lot of friends, and some people that I knew and were on the show a lot of times that called in that I don't know if you guys know this, and I think we told a lot of people at the conferences, Bob and I have never actually met each other after over 7 years of working in radio together. We've never,
wow.
sat down and had a meal. And by the way, you know, he said, I'm going to take you out to dinner because remember, he owes me a penny for every broadcast I've helped him with. And he's already up to $19.87. Okay. So, no, actually he cleared it off. Okay. So we're back to zero with him again. But no, actually we had a chance to really shake hands and to look each other in the eyes. Of course, we've talked to each other on Skype and everything. We've been on the radio all the, but we've never actually had a chance to actually grab each other by the hand and give each other a hug after all these years. And it's amazing. I mean, there are people like that I talked to. You know, I don't know, Jeff, if you're a regular caller to the show, but we had people.
Oh yeah,
like,
I am for sure. Yeah. I mean, not every single night, but I call in like couple times a week, at least like two or three times at the most a week. I also, I mean, I'm not like super, you know, up to date with all the news and all of that all the time, because it's like, what's there new? It's like people get killed for all this other stuff, and I know that we all get, you know, pissed off with all the corporations and stuff and how, you know, they're sending our kids to war. And I think the thing is that people don't see it right now.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how people are still believing that we are fighting for freedom and liberty, but yet with all this new technology, we're just totally enslaved, and all of this spying is going on. And I just want to know how exactly we're so free when they're constantly watching us on the internet or listening to our phones or, you know, checking our letters in our emails and stuff. I just don't know how it's like people can still say that we are a free nation when we are far from it.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, you're going to find a lot of people, of course, everybody at this convention was totally in agreement with you. And, but the idea that was so exhilarating about it was that we all realize that this is going on, and we
all know that it's happening.
Right. And we're looking at solutions, and we're talking about, reaching each other and talking to each other and working with various kinds of things that will work. I remember there were some great performances or speeches and presentations presented by a lot of people. Of course, Mark Passio did a piece where he just basically explained that we've got to stop taking orders. You know what I mean? The people have got to wake up to the fact that we
you
live
have
in
your
a,
own brain. It's
yeah,
like,
right.
It's like you have your own brain. Sure, if it's like, oh, hey, would you try to help me out with this later? Oh, yeah, okay, sure. As long as you don't put a gun to my head, or as long as you don't overly tax me for my work and my labor to make your tax write-off check possible, then sure, okay, I'll help you. But if it's like, you know what, go out and, you know, terrorize all of your neighbor friends that you were raised with when you were little kids because, you know, they bullied you or something.
Right.
And go break into their house and go, and scare them and, you know,
right.
Shoot them and stuff. It's like, do you not understand that just doing that and just thinking, hey, it's like, this is totally wrong, why did I do this, but only a sane person would think that, right?
Yeah. Well, that was where we're going with all this. We're saying, well, we've got to return to sanity, and people are starting to recognize the difference between sanity and nonsense here. And everybody knows this, of course. You know, I mean, I'm preaching to the choir here. You guys know this already. But when we got together with as many people as we did from across the nation, and all of us thinking, we have got to work together here and then combine everybody like you, Jeff, people who couldn't make it. And, you know, I didn't intend to make it, of course. I didn't have the funds at all. And there was only one slot left for a speaker that they couldn't fill. And Bob said, we're going to get you there. Okay. So, and I mean, I was really kind of hesitant because my topic that I covered was pretty extensive and also very deep and dark. And you'll see a lot of these things. We're coming out with these things. The video is coming out of all of this, and we're going to put them out first as a packet, and then we're going to put them up on YouTube. I'll let Bob and the rest of them explain the strategy there, because we don't want people to have to pay for this if they can't. We want to get the information to them inevitably. But, you know, this was a we sold out virtually three quarters of a huge Sheraton hotel, and we had well over 500 people there. And I guess, thinking of people like you, Jeff. So don't you feel, like I said, don't feel left out. Feel included, please.
No, because, of course not. Yeah, I mean, for someone my age, you know, I mean, this is the only network that I really, really listen to aside from like GCN, but there's like 80 some people on there, and it's like, I can't listen to all of them at once. So I just stick with this network because it's like, this is the one that I got started with. This is the one I'm listening to. This is the one that I put out and I try to tell about with people. It's like, hey, you know, these three letters are the most important letters in radio. Go listen to it.
Right on. Yeah, RBN. Yeah, we
try to tell them all the time.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about this, of course, is too, you know, what we are looking at is the potential of a very, very large outreach with this thing in terms of the capability of maybe, I won't mention it, but I used to work in television and I used to work in pay-per-view events, friends. Okay. And I worked for a very large, well, I worked for TCI, the big cable company at that time. Of course, it's now Comcast. But I realized that people would pay $40, you know, for a pay-per-view event to watch wrestling. You know what I mean? And it was pretty extensive in terms of we'd have at least 200,000 to 300,000 subscribers paying $40 to watch wrestling. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, I like wrestling. Well, I know I really don't like wrestling that much. I watch it a little bit. I'm not an anti-wrestling person, friends. Okay. So don't give me.
Yeah.
But I mean, look at the money people put out for concerts and entertainment and stuff like that. We want to see if we can find a way to cut that down, that expense way down, and still use something similar to that media to reach people at home where you have a DVR, you can record it. Now imagine this, like 3 or 4 days and nights of speakers, okay? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe some music, maybe some good video. Maybe we had some panel discussions with Luke Radowski. He was there. I've done some radio shows with Luke before, but I've never met him as well. And I, you know, got a chance to shake his hand and tell him how much I appreciate. And man, he was on the ball on our media panel. I'll tell you, you know, it's Luke. You know what I mean? People like that. Fritz Springmeier was there, of course, and Fritz and I got acquainted, and Laura Eisenhower, you know, I'll tell you a story about that. I really like her a lot. I mean, she was rocking that place, man. She was funny. And I'll tell you, she was going after Hillary Clinton like you wouldn't believe, man. You know what I mean? She
Damn
was just
right.
ripping her, man. I guess she's still a Republican in Eisenhower. And I'm just kidding. I won't even get into politics, you know, party politics.
Oh,
but she was doing it for the right reason,
please.
Really. Is what I'm saying. Yeah. But I mean, I mean, like I said,
for someone my age, I don't know anyone else that I know of who is trying to do this, who has their own little mini collection of books. I mean, I have like 14 or so of them, but it's like, I'm trying to read that. I'm even trying to tell people, it's like, hey, what you have believed is wrong, because they just want us to believe things. They don't want us to know that, hey, the GOV has been screwing you since day one, believing in government. It's like, and people still vote, and they think that change is going to happen when the same exact BS result has been going on since ever.
Yeah, it's been going on for a very long time. And I hear your
they
frustration.
They just keep at it.
Yeah,
it's like, I'm trying to even tell this kind of stuff to, like, my brother, my family.
Sure.
You know, especially my brother, because I don't know if anyone remembers, but it was like just over a month ago or something, whenever I tried to have him get on here, and we had this big argument, you know, on Instabook, as I like to call it, because my grandma said it one time, and it was like, huh, so I just call it that, and it was like this whole idea, you know, on voting, you know, if voting worked, you know, why is it still going on? And my brother was going on, and I was, you know, yelling at him and all of that. And I just basically stole, like, a Mark Tassio line from a video about the truth of government. And I just put it on there, and I typed it. And it's like, this is what this word actually means. And he goes, like, an hour or so later after I kept going on, it's like, dude, that's just your opinion, man. And I was, well, oh man, I wanted to beat his head off of a fucking concrete wall.
Well, you gotta realize
that kind of stuff, though.
A lot of people aren't going to follow along with this, and we're not expecting people to wake up.
Honestly don't expect some people to come out of it. Like,
yeah, they're not going to do it.
Here's the thing. We've been pounded with it for so long into our heads. It's like these people that claim that they're God run the world, and you have to pay these BS taxes, and they're going to give you the illusion that, oh, the roads, and our schools, and our medical, and all this other BS.
Yeah,
stuff
they've got a lot of, they've got a long laundry list
of time is all, you know, good.
Yeah,
and it's
right.
Like, if our tax money went to our roads, we would be driving on gold.
Yeah. That's pretty good. You're absolutely right. Well, you know, and I hear your frustration, but the key thing is that there are people who are waking up all over the world, and these are the people who are going to make the difference. And you got to look at it. You know, there's three kinds of people in the world, right? There's people who watch things happen, people who make things happen, and people who wonder what happens. You know, I mean, and we're in that second category of people who are making things happen. And so what was so cool about this Free Your Mind convention was that this is where you find the people who are ready to work on things across the board, across ideas and ideologies. I mean, you know, you could come in and speak your mind, and maybe somebody wouldn't completely agree with you on one point or another, but you'd still get a rousing applause for speaking out and being in tune with an idea of coming up with solutions. And that was exhilarating, Jeff. And this is the kind of stuff that we want to get out to people like you. So, you know, the frustration and the angst that you feel that I feel.
I'm trying. I really am. The people, it's like, yeah, I get it. The Free Your Mind conference, you know, for like the people who like want to know the truth and stuff. The hard part is going out and educating the stupid people out there that don't get it, that will come back at you and say, they're going to come back at it. It's like, those are the people that we ultimately have to reach. Sure, the conference, from what I heard, is really big and really good to spread it, but it's not going to ultimately, I'm not getting down on it in any way, I'm not doing that. I'm saying getting the truth out, it's not as easy as like this phone call or something.
Yeah, I mean, but you got to remember that what
like,
we're talking about
someone
here
someone has to get like on like the For Real News and be like, you know, I say, if anything, we should get Michael Rivero back on the Real News, you know, have him go in, you know, kick some ass and, you know, just be like, and aloha, America. You have been lied to for the last 30 years of your life.
Yeah, it's true, man. We got a break coming up here pretty quick here, buddy. But I appreciate your thoughts and comments about this. And keeping this in mind, though, that if you ever watch sheep move, they don't move at once. A few take off in a direction, and then the rest follow along. So you're always going to have the followers.
For sure. And then you got the sheep herder and the sheep, but then who runs the sheep herder?
See, we got to know what's going on with the direction that things are headed, and then the people who are able to make decisions and analyze and determine and discern what's happening can become the people who make the major decisions to lead others along. And people who aren't thinking about what's going on, eventually they meander along anyway because they don't have a nonsense idea in their mind anyway. You know what I'm getting at?
They just don't think.
We got to run, buddy. Hey, thanks a lot, Jeff. Stay tuned, bud. Okay, good to hear from you. Be back after the break, friends, on the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Woo.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
All right. Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show, everybody. Steve Starr is sitting in for Bob, who is probably in transit now back, coming back from Philadelphia, as I did earlier today from the Free Your Mind Conference. And I know I don't want to get on this topic too much because a lot of you folks are thinking, well, I'm not included, you know, and you feel bad about it. Hey, let me tell you something. Everybody there was thinking about you. I mean, that's what was so cool about this. I mean, we were there. People had come from all over the world. We had a couple from Nova Scotia, Ireland. You know, we had people from Canada, of course. I've mentioned that, but all over the United States as well. You know, Texas and Colorado, me, Florida, Bob, of course. And, you know, Mark Passio had a great, rousing applause and a great talk. And there was at least 450 people in there, maybe more. We videotaped this. We're going to be coming out with it. And now, the reason why I'm so buzzed on this, and I'm tired, friends. I feel wrung out like a sponge. You know what I mean? I mean, I would be so tired from talking to somebody after my talk, and then someone would just grab me, and you know, the next thing you know, it was 30 minutes later, we were deep into stuff and all that kind of thing too. I mean, it was, but I'm still exhilarated. As much as I've only had 4 hours of sleep, I had to go to bed late at night because the panel discussion had a panel answering thing, and I had to sit up there because I was one of the speakers. And not that I didn't want to, but you know, I sat up there, and everybody just got a rousing applause for the comments that we heard and everything like that. And it was like 12:30 before I got out of there, and I had to get up at 4:30 to get ready for the plane. You know, and so I've had like 4 hours of sleep, you know, maybe a little longer, took a little short nap for about 45 minutes today, but I'm still feeling the energy. Can you believe that? I mean, it was that powerful. And I'm really, really, very, very excited about the whole thing. And if you're listening tonight, you know, I want to tell you, friends, we are thinking of you. There are a lot of people there thinking of you. This wasn't just about this little conference. Well, oh, we all had a real good time. And you know what I mean? This was something where people came together from various places because I believe, and dare I say, they were called of God or the Spirit or whatever you like, the Spirit of Liberty. You know, but I mean, there were people there who came there because they wanted to meet with others who have plans, who have ideas, we're going to work together, who want to build each other up and want to see some changes. So don't get too discouraged. Let's see, I got Brandon, and I guess he's in Michigan. Brandon. Oh, we lost Brandon. Well, Brandon, if you're still listening, try to get back with us. You know, there's a guy by the name of Gary in Pittsburgh. You know, he always gives me a hard time. And at the convention, he was even worse, man. Gary, let's see if Gary's out there. Gary, I know it's you, man. You can't hide, dude. I got you.
I'm here, buddy. I'm here. How you doing,
man? Hey, man, I'm doing good. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm glad you got back safe. Everything was great, man. My expectations were met beyond, I wanted to question something.
Sure.
That really disturbed me about the conference. I mean, it seemed like I was the only one that was talking about RBN. Nobody even mentioned RBN.
Yeah, we really should have a lot more. And I talked about the show a lot.
It was a golden opportunity to promote RBN and build the listenership. And nobody was talking. We should have had a table.
Yeah, RBN should have had a table there. They really should have. Because we had Clint there. You know, you met Clint, of course. You know. Yeah,
I know. I want to get involved for the next one, and maybe help set up a table for that. And I'll tell you what, really met some great people. Like you said, they were from all over the world. A beautiful lady we took with us today from Switzerland. I met a great lady from London, and I brought like 1,200 DVDs and gave them all away. I have like 7 left.
Wow. I know, because you gave me a bunch, man, you know?
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let me on the plane because they weighed a ton, you know? No, I'm just kidding. Actually, you gave me at least 7 or 8, and I really appreciate it. It was really good to talk to you, man, shake your hand, you know, and hear your story and the great work that you're doing and continue to do, my friend. And like I said, you know, that was one thing we should have done. We should have mentioned, you know, well, I talked about Bob's show a little bit while I was talking. And, of course, that was kind of early in the morning. I knew there weren't going to be a lot of people. I was surprised there were as many as there were. But there was well over 150 when I was there. Hey, Gary, hang on, man. We're going to go to a break here real quick. We'll come back to you. Okay. All right. The Bob Tuscan Show continues, friends. Bob may be back. Steve Starr sitting in for the meantime while he's on the plane. And we'll talk some more.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
HempUSA.org introduces 3 brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put you on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put you on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
All right, everybody. Bob Tuscan Show continues. Steve Starr sitting in. And, it was really great to go to the Free Your Mind Conference, and I'm going to get back to Gary. You know, the neat thing about it was you got a chance to meet people who you've talked to over the radio who've been callers and have been here and listened to the show. And like I said, we're trying to include you, friends. If you didn't make it to this, that's okay. We're thinking about you. All the people there were thinking about how are we going to get this kind of thing going even bigger so we can reach people at home so they don't have to travel 1,000 miles or across the ocean like some of them did. And, you know, it's so nice when you get a chance to really see some of the people. And, you know, I got a chance to look Gary straight in the eye, shake his hand. And, you know, I'd like to tell you how good looking he is. But it'd be a lie. Gary, are you still there, man?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Stop doing that. I wanted to tell you, I brought four of us came out, and then I called Tom Altman, the gentleman you met, and dragged him out with his wife. And I was amazed at how many people came by themselves and travel long distances by themselves to get there.
Yeah, that was astounding. Yeah. It really was.
It reminded me of that movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yeah, that's what it was like. Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't even, they were just compelled to come, you know, and they came by themselves. But I hope they bring more people next time. But, you know, I really had a good feeling about the turnout, and the people that were there were awesome. I had an opportunity to interview Fritz Springmeier this morning.
Oh, cool.
For like 2 hours. You know, all I wanted was like 20 minutes, and it ended up being like 2 hours. That was awesome. And then I interviewed Denise Barcello, my friend.
Yeah, she was there. Uh-huh.
And
that was a good speak that she gave too.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, it really was, and so we're gonna get this stuff on videotape, and of course your stuff is out too. How do they get to your website, or how do they find some of your information, Gary?
I just do email now, and we ship DVDs all over the country. We used to have a website, and I've got to get it up again. I just don't have time to maintain it, and
I know it's tough.
There's so many good websites out there. You really have to have. Like OCD, he does an excellent job with his website.
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah, I like Don, and I've talked to him. You know, I'm really, like you said about RBN, this time slot, from Clint through Bob Tuscan Show all the way to Don, I'm wanting to build this audience in the evenings. You know, all three of these. I mean, we've got the people. We've got the producers. We've got Mike. You know, we got Dan. We got the network. We got people, good listeners. We got a number of good callers coming in and people who are on top of things, man. We can do something with this primetime slot, friends.
Now, Bob, I mean, I know when he puts his mind to it, he gets the good guests. I mean, he has access to them. But I know he got burned out before, you know, with the baby and everything.
Oh, yeah, it was hard for him doing 3 hours. Yeah. I mean, but we saw the vision of this thing, and it's getting bigger. And I'm glad that Don has picked up that slack. And, of course, we got Clint on before us. So, you know, I mean, everything's working here. We got the right people. You can't do this. One person cannot do this. This has to be a team effort, as you know.
But, you know, Bob's always got some good ideas, and this new thing about calling people that aren't woke up. And,
yeah.
I'm gonna give Phyllis Schlafly's number for you guys, and that'll be a good show.
Yeah, it was good, man. Well, I really appreciate it, and, you know, it's good to hear from you. Let's see. I'm going to give out the number real quick here. If you were at the Free Your Mind Conference, or if you weren't, you know, that's okay. We're glad to hear from everybody because, again, feel included. I don't want anybody to think, well, you know, this was like some sort of special thing that everybody went to, and I'm here stuck, you know, with my the people who don't listen to me and think I'm crazy when I'm telling them the plain truth. No, don't feel that way at all, because we want you to feel included, because we're thinking of you all the time. Weren't you thinking of other people out there, Gary?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I begged a lot of people to go, you know. It's, you know, well, you know what it is, the kind of information we deal with, you know, how resistant people are. I'm working on a lecture right now about the art of waking someone up, you know, and you have to treat everybody like a patient. You know, I've been doing this since 2007.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a big storefront, like I was telling you, a ministry with a picture window and TV in the window next to a laundromat, and we had speakers out front, and I'd play videos 24/7. And, yeah, we woke up a lot of people, but people are resistant. I mean, they're stuck in the matrix, and they like it. You know,
yeah, it's easier for them, and that's the thing. It's not going to get easier, but they think it is for the meantime, right?
Right. I mean, there's just a small remnant of us, and what I've come to realize, it has nothing to do with intelligence, you know. And
yeah, you're right there. Because sometimes the most intelligent people are the best liars, to be honest with you. I hate to say that. Yeah.
They're the hardest ones to get to. The ones that have all the letters after their name, the doctors, all these professionals, the more indoctrination or education, indoctrination, I call it, they've had, the harder they are to get to. And, I small personal note here, you know, you have to get, not just learn this stuff, but, you know, what do I do with all the knowledge I have? You know, I just intervened in my mother's health care. They had her on 14 medications. I got her down to 2. Now I have to go meet with the doctor, and her doctor has such a big practice, they have their own pharmacist. I have to meet with both of them on Wednesday to explain myself, taking all my mother off all these medications. But meantime, she knows what day it is now. She hasn't fallen since I intervened in her health care.
Wow, yeah.
She fell like 3 times, split her head open twice,
oh my God.
And it was from the medications, you know?
Yeah.
My family wanted me to put her in a nursing home, you know, and,
For those of you that don't know, by the way, Gary has worked with a lot of people who have problems. I won't go into it, but he has helped a lot of people with, you know, drug addiction and things like that. Right, Gary?
Right. I have a couple of recovery houses, and that's my main calling. But educating people has become another thing for me, and I'm working a lot. The recovery houses I have, I mean, the rehabs and the prisons, they take them off the street drugs and they put them on their drugs.
That's right.
And they give them to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So moving people off to psych drugs, it's a struggle sometimes. But I have a house right now where all eight guys are drug free. Complete abstinence from all drugs, and virtually all of them were on some kind of psych medication when they came.
Wow.
And it's a blessing. You know, it becomes quite a task sometimes because I'm not a doctor. I have no white coat or stethoscope, and they get that perceived authority, you know, and they just blindly listen to these people.
Yeah, it's a dangerous practice. It really is. Well, thanks, buddy. I got some calls coming in, and it was good to hear from you. It was really nice to meet you, my friend. And just get back with us tomorrow night. You know, Bob will be back, and we'll go over this again. I want to keep the enthusiasm going. We were to run a repeat tonight, and I said, nah, we got to hit the iron while it's hot. You know what I mean? We got to stay with us because a lot of folks that were at the conference are coming back by now. We just hope and pray that their safety and safe journeys will be complete. And Gary, it was really good to hear from you, man. Get back with us tomorrow night if you like, okay?
Okay, Steve. God bless.
All right, buddy. You too. All right, thanks. Okay, let's see if we can get Fred in. We may have to go to a break pretty quick here. Fred, let's see if you're there, buddy.
Yeah. Hi, Steve. How you doing?
Hey, Fred. How you doing?
Oh, fair to middle. I'm sure glad that you're back on RBN.
Well, thanks.
I host the show, and I sincerely mean that. Steve.
Yes, sir.
I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
How many, if any, of the speakers give a new age slant to the presentation? And I think
actually Mark Passio a couple years back did new ABS. Continue to expose. Does that answer your question?
Well, yeah.
It's Bob. It's a surprise visit, a cameo visit from Bob. Go ahead, buddy. Yeah, go ahead, guys.
I turn to the caller. Hello?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's Fred. But, you know, Mark has talked about the new age and stuff like that. He exposed it because he was entangled in it and knows it from the inside. But I'll let you guys follow up on that.
Okay.
Yeah, anybody there?
Well, I'm still here. Do you want me here?
Yeah, no, we do want you here because that's a very good question. It's a very good question, Fred. There is, because there are competing concepts out there. Even at the Free Your Mind convention, we had a lot of different people.
Free Mind conference team.
Okay. Go ahead. Yeah. Let's see. Is that Bob? Are you back, buddy? We might be having some trouble with Bob's phone.
Well, anyhow, Steve, you know, I don't want to be a wet blanket, you know, but there's so many good things happening in the USA. Takes the good, bad, and the ugly, and in between, and thank God if you happen to believe, to give you the discernment to make a determination on what is viable or what is truth, what isn't truth. And things can slip in awful easy with a dynamic personality and person. And reiterate, not to be a wet blanket.
No, I understand exactly. And you have to, I mean, the spirit of truth is discernment. Let's face it. You know, you have to have that. You know, I often, though, judge a tree by its fruit. And some of the things that I saw coming out of there, and there were people that I got to speak with, Laura Eisenhower, okay? I mean, she had me in stitches, to be honest with you, even though I know some of her stuff, you know, on the Mars and everything like that is way out there, right? But, I mean, she was dealing with some real stuff, too. And you're saying, well, hey, you know, there's some, regardless of your total esoteric or your spiritual view on a lot of these things, there's still the element of what is really going on in our in our society that people are starting to awaken to. You know what I'm getting at?
Well, and Steve, I just pulled up now, and I just wanted to say that Steve Starrs is the man. I will be back tomorrow, Steve. I'm sure Steve has already plugged this.
Right.
And we will do the full throttle recap. Look forward to hearing from Clint once he returns. And the crew did a Freemasonic tour today of the famous Masonic Temple in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Mr. Producer, was Clint on today? Did he talk about it by chance?
I just mentioned that you were, you know, on your way back, you were talking to me on your cell phone, and I knew you might make a cameo appearance, and that we're hoping you get back safe and everything.
Well, my cell phone connection is crap, so I should probably just let you go because it's...
I'm glad you're back safe, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm back safe. Thanks.
I want to tell
you everyone. More details later after hours and hours and hours of countless dedication.
All right,
folks.
Yeah,
thank
I appreciate
you,
it. All right, Bob, we'll see you tomorrow night. We'll really recap tomorrow night, so be back tomorrow, friends. But, yeah, getting back to Fred, if he's still there. Yeah, Fred, I understand what you're saying. There's a lot of dangerous slip and slides that are entangled here. But, you know, between what I would say is Fritz Springmeier and myself, we kind of held that down. We presented what I would call, if you like, that biblical worldview, which fits right into this. I mean, I didn't have to discredit the themes of what all the speakers were talking about to get to my points of view. You see where I'm going with this? Because I think they opened the door for me.
I have talked on air to Springmeier. But anyhow, I'm not going to take up any more time.
To hear from you, though. I'm glad that we kind of got mixed up here with Bob kind of coming in, but I just wanted to hear your point of view because, again, I value your point of view, Fred, and I'm glad to have you back. It's been a while since we've heard from you, and I've heard from you. I'm back, and things are going to be happening here. I like this evening time on RBN, like I said, from Clint all the way to Don, you know, right with Bob in the middle. We've got a great prime time lineup here on this network, and I'm not just trying to, you know, promote the network. I'm a volunteer. I don't care, you know, but it's true. And Fred, you're right to bring up these points. I don't criticize your articulate ability to discern sometimes the actual realities of the long term truth from some of the stuff that may be a little bit more hidden and esoteric in the temporary. Right.
Well, I think we're on the same page most of the time, and Steve, I don't want to take up a lot more time, but I am sincerely happy you're back, and I hope you're on, and I appreciate what you said, and I appreciate you. But anyhow, I'll say goodbye for now, and keep on.
All right, Fred. It's good to hear from you again, too, my friend and brother. Thank you so much for calling in. All righty. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr sitting in. As you heard, Bob has probably arrived back in Florida after flying out from Philadelphia, as I did earlier today to Colorado, back where I had to come to, of course. And still buzzing. Like I said, I got very few hours of sleep, but I'm still excited about what happened at that meeting. It was like Gary was saying, there was some of these people came all by themselves from a long distance. And you know what? It's like these people weren't lonely when they were there. I mean, I met people and I shook their hands. One fellow was kind of a young guy. His name was Mike from Brooklyn. And I remember him because he was quiet, and he told me about it, a little bit about the things he'd been through and kind of, you know, got pulled away in all of this occultic stuff and everything like that. Didn't really know where it was going. And I had a chance to introduce him to another Mike who works with us, who's in Queens. And, man, I came back 2 hours later, and those guys were still talking to each other. You know what I mean? And he looked really – I saw a spark in his eye at the end of this thing that really made me feel good. I got emotional in this thing, friends. I mean, it was just that beautiful. It really was. And I'm going to give out the number. If you were there or if you weren't, you know, if you want to talk about something else, that's okay, too, because we don't want you to feel discluded. I mean, we want you to feel included, you know, about what's happening here, because people were all thinking about you. They were thinking about all the other people like us out there who are struggling at this moment to try to make some sense out of all this insanity that's going on. And there's some good people out there, friends. They're good people. And, you know, if anything, we came together in this city of Philadelphia because we hold these truths to be self-evident. You know what I mean? That all men all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with inalienable rights, rights that can't be taken away, or they're not privileges of government. And this is what we've got to get back to, insanity. You know, quit following orders and believing this mantra of the U.S. flag-waving, baloney, New World Order garbage that we're hearing all the time. Anyhow, phone number, we've got just time for maybe one or two more calls. We're running short, but 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Bob Fuskin Show will continue after this break. Be right back. Stay with us.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Free Your Mind returns to Philadelphia April 10th, 11th, and 12th, 2015, with a three-day conference featuring top-caliber whistleblowers and researchers from across the country who will shed light upon our world's problems and bring forward empowering solutions. To get your tickets and to donate, go to www.freeyourmindconference.com. Free Your Mind. It's your world. It's your future. Empower yourself.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had three bypass 10 years ago. And I was in bed almost 24 hours a day. And painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all. And it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, "Don't stop taking it." I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Welcome back, everybody, to the final segment of the Bob Tuscan Show tonight. I'm Steve Starr, sitting in for Bob Tuscan, who is now safely back at home after the Free Your Mind Conference, as I am as well, hoping that all the other people that went to it are getting back okay. It was a great conference, so we're going to be talking about that, wrapping it up a little bit. Hey, if you were there and you want to say hey and hi because we met, or we didn't meet, or, you know, we're just excited or have something to say, 800-313-9443. It's the number, 800-313-9443. And we'll try to get you on here to say your piece about what you thought, you know, good or bad. Most people were just overjoyed with the realization that there were so many people of like mind, regardless of their entire spectrum of worldview. they realize that we have to pull together. We have to see things the way they are. We have to quit following orders, as Mark Passio's, as his talk went, explaining that the cults of America, particularly the police and the military, are the kinds of people who are basically in cults right now without even knowing it and being misled. And so many other people, and this has been part of that entire disaster that's happened in Congress and everywhere else. I'm going to go on to that. You guys know a lot of this stuff too, but big things are coming, and this may go bigger in a very short period of time, because I have some ideas, and of course I'm not the guy that makes these decisions. I'm just a helper, and I'm glad to do what I can do, but I know how to take this kind of information and get it out even further. And RBN's going to be right at the middle of that, of course, because, we had Clint, Clint and I got to be good friends and to talk a little. Well, we had as much as you could be good friends with Clint, right? Just kidding, Actually, he was a very sweet man, I thought. behind all that, he was putting together a talk that was going to really rattle people, and that was what he wants to do, because he thinks he can get them to think that way, and that's how his show and what he does, and that's why he does it so well here on the network. And then, of course, we have Don following us on the program guide here as well. So we got some great programming going on this network right now. But I'm filling in for Bob tonight. We'll give you a big update on everything. We had well over 500 people. A huge Sheraton Hotel virtually sold out. And we had the whole conference room just packed with speaker after speaker after speaker after speaker. What were there, 21 of us or something like that all together? And then we had open mic, where people could ask questions, and we had our own, the audience response. The audience had their own time. We wanted to give them plenty of time to talk and kind of have a forum and everything like that as well. So it went really well. We're going to have the videotapes out on that before too long, and we'll tell you how that's going to work, because we're going to originally put them out so you can get the whole packet and then try to get them up on YouTube as well. So if you can't afford the packet or you miss that, you'll be able to see all this. But we're looking at new things in the future, and it's going to get bigger. Friends, I'm telling you, I've got plans and ideas. And like I said, this is not my gig. I'd have to talk it over with friends and included and see how they feel about going with some of these things that I can do. And we'll see where that goes from there. Whoops, I got my little girl laughing in the other room. You can't have that, can you? Supposed to be serious radio. All right, I got to shut the door. Anyhow, Bob will be back tomorrow night, and we're going to give you a full recap on all that. And I just want to tell everyone that if you didn't make the conference, please do not feel unincluded, because we were thinking about everybody out there. We're with the people that we talk to on this network, the people the people, your friends. Sometimes people are, you get isolated, you get depressed. Please don't do that, okay? Because it's just like I said, Philadelphia is an amazing town, in my opinion. The birthplace of liberty, of new ideas. And, man, this thing was a rocker. It was a rocker. And we're going to be back tomorrow night to talk about it on the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr is done for right now. Stay tuned to RBN. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye. Out of town.
Another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.